the World Wildlife Fund, WWF, Nature Conservancy, NC, Ocean Conservancy, OC, and the UN Biodiversity Programme, UNBP, and Thailand. WWF and Thailand. The WWF report on Southeastern Asia, Thailand, describes the ecoregion as Indo-Malayan, 15,100 square miles of critical endangered status. It states that the area has been severely altered, almost no original vegetation remains, and because it is one of the most densely populated areas in Asia, there is little hope that any extensive protected areas can be set up. There is acknowledgement that there are still some important conservation attributes remaining. There is notable reference to the remnants of Pragmite Marsh in the Khao Samroy Yot National Park. There has been elimination of tiger, elephant and rhinoceros from the wild, and there is significant threat to bird life through threats to wetlands. The current status of Thailand is described in the following terms. Almost all of the natural habitat has been cleared for agriculture and settlements. The central plain of the Chao Phraya River is now almost completely under rice cultivation. The report goes on to point out that wetlands are, and this ecoregion, receives no protection. Extension of industrial zones without regard to planning, brack water from shrimp farming which pollutes freshwater areas, and increased pesticide and herbicide loads are all continuing issues threatening the ecosystem. NC and Thailand. The NC does not list any specific Thailand-based projects, but does list some of its key people who represent and have experience in Thailand working on forestry projects. The OC and Thailand. The OC's website reveals a history of reports on the issue of plastic waste in the Thai seas and accumulation on land, particularly acute during the COVID-19 pandemic, during which time it was estimated 3,432 tons of plastic waste was disposed of per day in the capital Bangkok. It was further estimated that 80% of the items were contaminated. The OC attributes China, Indonesia, the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam for more than half of the world's total plastic pollution in the ocean as of 2015. In 2018, one example of the issue was amplified by a report that 80 black plastic bags were extracted from a dead pilot whale found in Songkhla, Thailand. There have been some recent initiatives in Thailand to reduce plastic, such as no plastic bag policies in supermarkets and retail outlets, and many restaurants replacing plastic items with more disposable and less harmful materials. The UNBP and Thailand. The UNBP falls under the umbrella of the UNDP in Thailand. The UNDP set up for 2012 to 2016, a Thailand country program designed to support national mechanisms for environmental policy and regulation, community management of natural resources, and developing knowledge management around environmental initiatives and policy advocacy. Under the UNDP, there are 18 projects, 10 donors, expense of $1.69 million, and a budget of $8.88 million. Environmental projects included maximizing carbon sink capacity, conserving habitats for flora fauna, sustainable mangrove and coastal ecosystem, mainstreaming biodiversity tourism, and a social innovation platform for sustainable development. In the United Nations Executive Board of the UNDP, the United Nations Population Fund, and the United Nations Office for Project Services report of 12th of July 2016, entitled Country Programme Document for Thailand 2017 to 2021, A key area relating to the environment reads as follows at point 5 in the report. Weak implementation of laws is resulting in environmental degradation. Decades of impressive economic growth, compounded by global climate trends, have produced environmental challenges. Environmental laws are stringent and meet most international standards, but enforcement has been lax due to limited national capacities, a cumbersome legal system, overlapping jurisdictions, and corruption. Although Thailand has approximately 122 laws and 1,000 pieces of subordinate legislation related to land, natural resources, and environment, they are ineffective at stopping environmental degradation. The country faces problems with air and water pollution, declining wildlife populations, deforestation, soil erosion, water scarcity, and hazardous waste. Decades of rapid population growth and economic development have resulted in a reduction of forest lands 53.33% to 30.92% of land area. The report goes on to describe challenges and critical threats due to climate change vulnerability, flooding, and failure to protect the most impoverished in coastal communities.